T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Devastating out from the CDC. Beginning to fall in line with what your humble host predicted. I'll tell you how I was able to figure this out despite not being a virologist or anything even like that. Absolutely devastating what's coming out from the CDC. Quietly admitting, let's just put all this together, what we know now, okay? Because it's easy over the long weekend to forget the shocking things we have learned. The about face really started with the WHO about 2 weeks ago. Remember when they admitted that, you know, actually Sweden may be doing the right thing by leaving everything open? That was shocking. And then came the admission from the CDC, and they didn't publicize it, remember? Reporters had to discover it on the site that actually you maybe probably really can't get it from surfaces. They never announced that. It was just the website was just quietly changed, completely contradicting their advice, right? Well, over the weekend, another shock was in store. New numbers coming out on the actual death rate from this thing. Now, here, this is where this gets a little confusing. I'm going to try to make it really simple. There's two death rates. There's one called the CFR, and that's, okay, if you got sick, you had symptoms, you went and got tested. Because remember, not everybody could get a test for most of this. You had to have symptoms, or they wouldn't let you have a test. And that's been for a lot of this. And so among the people who were actively ill with this, the overall death rate, they had a test that was confirmed, is 0.4. That means among those who actually got symptoms, and 35% didn't have any at all. We'll get to them in a minute. The survival rate was 99.6. But there's something shocking about these numbers. So this means the actual death rate was lower than 0.4 because they weren't counting cases where no one had any symptoms, right? We'll get to that in a minute. Let's use the higher number for a minute. So the CDC admits 0.4%. Well, that's overall, though. Listen to these numbers. Now, keep in mind, the average death rate for the seasonal flu is 0.1. It can go as high as 0.3 in a severe flu season. We had one of those just a few years ago. The overall death rate, listen to this, 50 and below. Now, keep in mind, this is just among those who had tests. Doesn't count those who got it and had no symptoms. We'll get into them in a minute because that's the true death rate. Those 50 and below had a 0.05% death rate among those who were tested. Lee, that's half the seasonal flu. Mm-hmm. Half. Well, dang, why don't we keep everybody home who's under 50 for the seasonal flu?
I don't know.
Okay, well, what about people 50 to 64? What was the death rate for them among those who had symptoms and got a test? 0.2. Well within the range of a severe flu season. So for people from 0 to 64 who got tests, so these were the sickest because they had symptoms, less deadly than a seasonal flu. My God, why did we lock up the whole country? Now, here's where you begin to see your higher numbers. In those above 65, it's deadlier than the flu. Among those who got tested, significantly deadlier, it's 1.5. And then among those who are, you know, quite old, it escalates from there. And so that's what skews the numbers. But again, for those basically 64 and below, this thing is less deadly than the flu. I have no earthly idea why we shut the economy down for this. why we didn't let them go out, go to work, and put in place, you know, really strict protocols saying, you know, listen, you need to be careful. You don't need to spread this. You need to stay away from, you know, your loved ones who are actually in the risk category. But we didn't do that. We didn't do that. Now, when you factor in, and you have to factor in those who got it and were asymptomatic, CDC now saying 35% of those who get COVID-19 are asymptomatic. They show no symptoms. When you factor that in, the death rate from this thing drops to 0.26 right now. 0.26, well within the range of a severe seasonal flu. However, again, you got to break it out by age. It is significantly more deadly than a seasonal flu for those who are above the age of 65. But that begs the question again. Many were asking it over the weekend. For the love of God, why did we shut down the economy? Why did we keep people 65 and under home? Will we be doing this for the flu every year? I don't know. Don't give the left any ideas. No. Now, here's the thing, okay? You could say, well, we didn't know. We had no idea. We were just acting out of abundance of caution. Well, here's the thing. This is Donald Trump in March. And keep in mind as I play this, he was absolutely mocked for this. He had sat down and talked to 40 different virologists, PhDs, experts in the field in March. And after talking to them, not Fauci, but them, this is what he said. And he was mocked as an idiot by the media. Turns out he was dead on right. So it was possible to know this at the end of February, on March 3rd. It was possible because Trump did. Listen to him quote the 40.
Well, I think the 3.4% is really a false number. Now, this is just my hunch. And but based on a lot of conversations with a lot of people that do this, because a lot of people will have this and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. But again, they don't know about the easy cases because the easy cases don't go to the hospital. They don't report to doctors or the hospital in many cases. So I think that that number is very high. I think the number, personally, I would say the number is way under 1%.
Nailed it. It's way under 1% for vast majority of the population, lower than the flu. And he knew that by talking to people who were not Dr. Fauci or Scarfini. They knew. They knew March 3rd. This is CBS on March 6th making fun of Trump for that.
And it comes after Trump told Fox News it's his hunch that the mortality rate coming from the World Health Organization is false.
Well, I think the 3.4% is really a false number. Now, this is just my hunch.
This despite what respected members of his own administration are saying.
And you just do the math. The math is about 2%.
2% death rate. We now know that was off by a factor of 20.
And you see how they edited that quote from him, that they ended with him saying that it's just his hunch. And then he goes on, of course, in the Fox interview to say that he's been talking with many other experts and other scientists who have given him evidence that this is why he has this hunch. They didn't allow him to elaborate and to put that into context. Nice going, CNN. Good editing. There you go. That's why you guys are winners.
Yeah. No, but this is what they do, though. They lie. Yeah. They lie through omission.
Yep.
Oh, it's just his hunch. He's crazy. No, he got it dead on right on March 3rd. You guys got it wrong.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, With all the emphasis on testing, it has no value to anyone. Come in, get tests, go home. You recover by the time you get results. Yeah, and the other problem is you come in, get the test, stop by the grocery store on the way home, catch the COVID. And your test results come back negative. Texter writes, it's here. We know exactly why they shut us down. It's who is sitting in the Oval Office. By the way, if you want to text the show, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. All right. I want to hit this because this was jaw-dropping. White House senior economic advisor. Let me tell you what he's doing here. Let me tell you what's coming. You have to interpret this. It's like interpreting a foreign language here. And I'll tell you how to speak Trumpese. This is White House senior economic advisor Kevin Hassett. He was out over the weekend, in this case on CNN, warning. You might want to brace yourself. We could see an unemployment rate north, like even Common Core, Matt, that means above 20% in June. Whoa. Now, some of that's because there's going to be some catching up and some other funny economic stuff going on. I'll let him explain it to you. Then I'm going to tell you what he's doing.
You think unemployment is going to be even higher?
Yeah, it's going to be quite a bit higher. And you know, there were some technical things they kind of messed up. And on an economics lecture, we'd go into them. But it could be if they fix the numbers and fix the thing that they mischaracterized last time, that you'll end up with a number north of 20% in May.
North of 20%.
That's
wow.
Right.
Okay, so when he says in May, he means the numbers will come out in June. Well, in other words, he's in the quote's a long one. So he's basically saying, you know, by the June, we'll see we had an unemployment rate of 20% in May, above 20%. So, okay, what's he doing? Okay, well, you got to speak Trumpese here. That's what they do. They always underpromise and overdeliver. That's what they do. So if he's saying north of 20%, he's preparing us for the shock of it. I'm going to about 13%. But what the Trump people do is they'll throw out 20%, knowing it's probably going to come in around 16, 17, maybe 18. So they can say, ha, we're doing better than we thought. We beat projections. It's our leadership. That's just what they do. They've done this throughout the whole thing. It's highly predictable. The markets know how to read it. Still, that is a shocking number. Now, he predicted around June things would begin to turn around. But here's the catch, folks. Just going to set this timeline up for you because there's a reason that they're saying this. They got to prepare people psychologically because two things are about to happen. We're about to hit a massive unemployment rate. God forbid it goes over 20. And then something else is going to happen. Because those checks, those stimulus checks that are keeping this economy afloat, remember I told you it's anesthesia? They anesthetized the American public so they would not feel the destruction of the economy. Kind of like, man, they could chop your arm off if they needed to amputate. You wouldn't feel a thing until you woke up. And that's what they did. They amputated one limb. Quarter of businesses gone. Shut down, probably never reopen. That's the amputation of an arm. But you didn't feel it. I mean, you did if you owned the business. But you still didn't feel it. Not the full brunt of it financially because of these stimulus checks. You can make $1,000 a week now in this country. More than a lot of people were making. Well, the problem with that is those checks end the last day of July. There are no more checks. There are probably not going to be any more checks. That's why Nancy Pelosi, Democrat leader in the House, larded up that stimulus bill. Oh, you want some more checks? All right, we'll put them in there. But you're going to have to provide amnesty for illegal immigrants. You're going to have to let them take Americans' jobs. Oh, and we're even going to say that their employers can't have legal action taken against them by the federal government for breaking employment laws for hiring illegals, paying them under the table. Nope, no enforcement action can be taken. Oh, we're going to release 50% of the inmates out of federal prison, too. They larded that bill up because they know the Republicans can't vote for that. But that's what they have to vote for to get the checks. It's a game. So picture the 1-2 punch coming. This is what Hassett is preparing people for mentally. We're going to go to a 20% plus unemployment rate. When a Trump administration says that to you, what they mean is it'll probably come in around 17. That's still. In other words, he's saying it's going up. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So it's the 1-2 punch, and it's coming, and it's going to be ugly. Anesthesia wears off. You wake up, you realize you don't have an arm. It really hurts. How the heck did this happen? I had no idea it was that bad. I was watching Tiger King, and I was cashing my checks from FedGovCo. So you're going to see the massive unemployment rate's going to hit in June from May. It's going to get into that psychology, the American people, and then those checks are going to run out at the end of July. Now, there'll be some overlap because they've been so slow in a lot of states in getting them out. So there'll still be people getting those checks through August. Not everybody. Some people got them right away. But there's a lot of people who literally went 6 weeks, 8 weeks, when this started, couldn't get the checks. So they will still be getting, they'll still be going out through August for those people. There's going to be some overhang. But by and large, by the end of August, we're going to be sitting on a double-digit unemployment rate that ain't coming down. We're not going to see single digits again until the end of 2021. And these checks will stop. Quarter of small businesses are gone. Middle class is devastated. Retail jobs, gone. It's going to hurt. It is going to hurt. And that's what Kevin Hassett is preparing America for. And even, gloom and doom CNN, Dana Bash is taking this in, and her eyes are as big as coffee saucers. Over 20%. Yeah, what'd you think? We shut down the economy. We wiped out 1 in 4 businesses. How'd you think that'd work? Texter at CNN, this is what I'm talking about. There are people who haven't received their first stimulus check or unemployment. Yeah, so that's why there will be some overlap here. It's not going to be like slamming into a wall on the last day of July. You have checks still going out through probably most of August, maybe into September, but just about the time the election heats up. Yeah. Texter writes, unemployment was 14.7% at the end of April with 20 million filing that month. Now we have 39 plus million. I've believed we are already over 20%, even with Common Core. So says George. Well, no, you're right, George. This is what Kevin Hassett's saying. He's saying in June, the true May rate will come out, and it's going to be over 20%, he says. So that's Trumpies. Expect it to come in around, like I said, 17, 18. They'll say they beat it. They know what it's going to be. They got the numbers. They shoot. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line, texter writes, come on, woman. You aren't a woman if you don't, Can you just imagine? Yeah, I know, if Trump said that. You're not a woman if you don't vote for me. Oh, my Lord. The meltdown. But it's Biden, so it's okay. Texter writes, Joe Biden has been in office for 40 years. The Democrats and media have been making excuses for him for at least 20 years. Now, the texter writes, you may have read on social media over the week and that the Greenville County School District informed their employees, yes, saw this, about a federal court order instructing them to neither pray nor give the appearance of praying or showing respect for prayer during any graduation ceremony. Yes, that's if the students were praying, they couldn't join them, essentially. That the students could pray. But the teachers could not take part in any prayer, even if it was just initiated by the students and is not teacher-led. This is where we are in America. Texter writes, here is what led to this unconstitutional ruling that flies in the face of religious liberty and our constitutional rights as free Americans. In 2013... a Greenville County elementary school hosted a fifth grade graduation at the campus of North Greenville University. NGU is a Southern Baptist affiliated private university in Tigerville, South Carolina. Yeah, what a mess. What a total mess. All right. Meanwhile, the wheels are coming off this thing, folks. Did you see this? 600 doctors signed a letter to Trump calling for an end to lockdowns over health concerns. We're going to get into this in the next hour, including doctors from a California suicide clinic. You know what they had to say? If this shutdown doesn't stop, more people will die. But not just more people. This is the crazy part. This is from the ABC 7 affiliate, News 7 affiliate out of Walnut Creek, California. So local television news. Listen to this. Doctors at John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek say they have seen more deaths by suicide during this quarantine period than deaths from the COVID-19 virus. You're probably busy. You may think you misheard that. You did not. Doctors at the John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek say they have seen more deaths by suicide during this quarantine period than deaths from the COVID-19 virus. This is one of those doctors, Dr. Mike I can't say his name. I'm not even going to try. Who wants to end the shutdown to stop the suicides. It's just the hopelessness economic devastation causes.
The head of the trauma department here told me he thinks it's time to end the shelter-in-place order. The team here is speaking out now because they say we cannot ignore the rise that they have seen in suicides.
The numbers that we've seen are sort of unprecedented. We've never seen numbers like this in such a short period of time. We've seen a year's worth of suicide attempts in the last 4 weeks.
Whoa. You surprised? You know what's interesting? They then put a nurse on who works at the clinic. And she says that they're seeing, she says, what I have seen recently, I've never seen before. This is Casey Hanton. And she's been a trauma nurse there at 33 years. They deal almost completely with a mental health clinic with suicides. She's worried, she says, because not only are they seeing more suicide attempts, she said they are not able to save as many patients as usual. Quote, what I have seen recently, I have never seen before, she said. I have never seen so much intentional injury. She says many times when people do this, it's a cry for help. They don't actually mean for, you know, to be successful. She said people are flipped on its head. These people are trying and they mean it. Yeah, I get it. You know that feeling of you worked really hard for something? If you ever started a business, you understand completely. Or maybe it's the job that you have. You spent the last 4 or 5 years trying to get that job. Not only is the job gone, the business is. And you think to yourself, you just feel tired. You feel like, wow, I cannot imagine starting over at this point in my life. Whatever that is for you. Business you own, job, whatever position you're in economically. And the idea of starting over, oh my God, I can't imagine it. That's what drives people to this. It's just the hopelessness. And the fact that no one will acknowledge it. If you bring it up, well, I'm suffering too. I don't have COVID-19, but I lost my job. I don't have a college degree. I can't get another one like it. It took me 5 years to get there. I had to move up. They look at you like you're crazy and say you don't care about human life. There's no sympathy out there. There's no camaraderie for you. I get this. I get why this is a problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.